Are you sitting comfortably? Relaxing? Drifting off to the land of anywhere but here? Or maybe you're on the move, carrying me in your ear. Whatever you're at, thank you for choosing Presenter Training with Nails Mahoney and Tracy Lee. Number 8. Let's see what we got on the menu then. Just like the World Cup football teams, should radio stations identify themselves by wearing uniforms? A brand new presenter coaching idea that Nails and I hatched this week. This radio malarkey, it's not just for humans, you know. An experiment that Nails and I did during the week with fascinating results. And the all-hearing eye.
And this edition of the podcast has been recorded using a Rode Podcaster microphone for a change. Why is that important? Why do I bring that up, Tracy?
Because, Nails, it's going to revolutionise the way we use microphones. Something I'm going to be talking about later on.
Oh, I know what it is, though. And we're not just talking about microphones because we're mic nerds. No, that'd be silly. We're not mic nerds. Oh, really? Hey, by the way, I don't normally comment on what you wear when you record the podcast.
Where's this coming from?
I just noticed the, you know, t-shirt and shorts. It's not exactly the professional look, is it, that we're going for, really? Is it? Is there anything about it?
What's wrong with it?
Nothing wrong with it.
Seriously, what's wrong with it?
Just thinking audio professionals.
Audio professionals.
We've got a...
Nobody sees us.
We've got a visual. We've got a reputation, I think.
We could be naked and they wouldn't know.
There's a visual now that you didn't need if you're listening to this. That one you didn't need.
Oh! It's very hot at the moment anyway.
That one you didn't need.
They wouldn't know anything.
It's hot everywhere. There's global warming on the way. The reason I'm talking about uniforms,
why?
The reason we're talking about uniforms, we was having a little chat. Now, you got to imagine this, right? Okay, Tracy and I, like, we'll sit down, we'll have coffee, we'll have breakfast, and literally, and I don't mean this I'm not over-exaggerating, literally start talking radio the minute we get up. And somebody will say something, and the other person will go, oh, is it going to be told that? And the next thing you know, we've got notebooks out, and we're writing. It's a bit
sad.
There's
constantly notebooks on the table. There's about 5 now, I think.
At least.
It's like, what notebook did I write that in again?
Yeah.
Was it that one or that one?
Yeah. Organised by being disorganised. However, we were having a conversation about clothes once and uniforms, and I was saying, I remember when I lived in Canada, I went into a bank, the first day I went into a bank, and I noticed all the staff, they were just wearing whatever they wanted, and I thought, well, that's a little unprofessional looking. And I said it to one of my Canadian friends, and he says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, why don't they wear a uniform? And he looked at me like I had two heads. And then we started talking about radio. I mean, there are uniforms in radio, right?
Should radio stations have uniforms?
Well, they do. I mean, the promotional team go out and about in their
Jeeps.
That's
right. The promotional team usually have it.
They have uniforms.
I mean, think about it. It would actually be a very good idea.
Okay, roll with us on this
team
one, right?
Team spirit.
Right.
Okay? So it kind of creates kinship. Everyone looks the same, and everybody feels equal then.
Yeah, it's like watching your favourite football team. If they all ran out in their own t-shirt and shorts, you know, you wouldn't know. When you put the same jersey on a team, hey, all of a sudden.
Also, like, I mean, if they're out doing...
And I did say, hey there, by the way. Hey!
He's talking football.
Hey!
Football this week.
Come on, you boys in blue, green, red, whatever.
We can kind of say congratulations, can't we?
To
England. I know it's going to be probably a few people listening in a few weeks' time, but...
Yeah, it time stamps us a little bit. But yeah, we're recording this two nights before the semi-final of the World Cup. Tracy, being English born and bred.
Well done, boys.
And I'm going to claim as well, because all my distant relatives are from Cornwall. So yeah, I'll jump on that bandwagon. Why not?
Colombia and England. Trippier! Kane! Onto the roof of the net. Trippier takes. Referee Cedar Posh and given a penalty. Harry Kane is England's priceless gem! And England strike first! His boot is golden. And it comes down to 5 kicks each. Back up. Pickford stops it. And England win on penalties. History in itself. And who knows where beyond there.
Anyway, we're talking uniforms. There you go. The England team have the uniform. How would you feel if uniforms were introduced in radio for other than the promotional team?
I mean, there you go. You got brand. It's recognising the brand straight away, instantly. People are recording social media videos.
Yeah.
If they got the gear on them, it's showing who they are, where they come from. It's identifying.
My initial reaction to this was, no, don't think so. But then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know what, actually? In a professional image way,
it makes a lot of sense. You're working in a company. I'm sure you've worked in a company before that wore uniforms. Yeah.
Most people have, yeah. I haven't.
He's probably the only person I know that only worked in radio.
I've only ever worked in radio,
He's
love.
He's only ever worked in radio. Now, I've worked in a few jobs.
You've had a uniform.
Cafes, supermarkets.
Yeah.
All the kind of usual jobs you do
after
school and stuff.
No, I managed
that.
To flap my way out of all
and
that. But anyway.
I noticed when you are actually working with a team, all wearing the same uniform, you all feel part of that team. There's that unification between each other. You know, we're all on the same team. Just imagine a radio station promotion. Everybody's there. You look around, they all feel that unity together.
The last outside broadcast I did was in a car showroom. You know, everybody's done a million of these, right? You're the one behind the mic, behind the desk with all the branding around you. And people are coming up to you and looking at you and giving you the look because who's that? Which one is he? Is he the morning guy?
Absolutely.
Which one is he?
Yeah.
And the promotions team, they're always young boys or girls, you know, in their early 20s. Like boys and girls, what age am I? Granddad Mahoney here. But they all have the branding on. They look great. They've got the jackets. They've got everything happening. They look
like
amazing.
Granddad Mahoney.
They've got this thing. Oh, back in my day.
You could be doing a radio show, like an oldies show. Granddad Mahoney.
I know what I'm going to call it as well. I'm going to call it Darn Those Kids with Granddad Mahoney. That's what it's going to be. No, but they're all there in their uniforms. And the presenter, the jock, the DJ, whoever you want to call him, is standing behind the console wearing just a shirt and a pair of trousers or you know, if it's a lady, just wearing whatever she's wearing and not looking anything special. Just, it's almost like they're separate to what's happening. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I don't need to wear the uniform because I don't. Why don't you wear the uniform?
Yeah. As he said, I mean, the listener coming in sees you behind the desk.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not, that you don't look like you're part
Precise.
Of that.
I go back to Q107 in Toronto, which I always say to you is the place I learnt more in 2 years than I would have in 10. And that's why I keep harking back to it. One of my first days in Q107 in Toronto, one of the promotions people said, "Hey, Nils, come with me." I go, "All right." So I walk off with it down the corridor, down another corridor. It's a big building, up a lift, down a corridor, down a corridor, up a lift, down a corridor, down a corridor, to where they keep all the merch. And she goes, "Okay, pick three t-shirts, a couple of caps, you know, a few other things." And I'm like, "Okay." So I take all this money, you know, free stuff. You kidding me? Woohoo! Happy days. But it was later. The PD says, "Okay, you got your merch. Yeah, all right. Anytime you're out, you need to wear the hat, the t-shirt, whatever else." They branded everybody who went out to do live remotes or did anything. So the presenter.
So everybody was part of the same team.
Yeah.
They all looked like they were part of
Yeah. Now,
the
I may not have
team,
had the full promotional gear on, but I was branded.
Mm.
I was branded. And it looked well. And the public react to it because you're part of the team.
There's the thing, right? Everyone has phones with cameras on them now.
Yeah.
They're all taking videos.
Yeah.
And someone in the public just taking a video.
Uh-huh.
Your radio station with the logo, the whole lot, the
yeah,
gear on them.
Yeah, I get you.
There you go.
As opposed
There's instant
to,
promotion,
as opposed
instant
to
advertising.
Jimmy Jock, who's standing there just in a jumper and a pair of trousers. Who's that random dude? I don't know. He's got headphones on. He must be the DJ. I don't know. As opposed to having the gear
You're
on.
You're representing the radio station
but
by
I like
wearing the gear.
I like
You're
your
advertising.
Point.
You're promoting.
I like to go back to your point about doing Facebook Live and all this stuff that people do in studios. They've got the bloody logo behind them in the studio. Anyway, you know, radio marketing people go out of their way to make sure the feckin' logo is seen in everything, right? It's everywhere. It's logo. Oh, do you always have 72-foot logos or, you know, banners in your studio? No, it's not even the cameras are on. Why doesn't the presenter have that on them as
here's
well?
Here's a question for you,
the
okay?
The gear, not the banner. Obviously.
You're working for a radio station. You're given, you know, a nice t-shirt, cap to wear, okay?
Sure, that's all you need.
How would you feel about wearing that?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
oh,
me
yeah.
too.
Yeah, proud,
proud.
Of it. Proud
Absolutely
of it. Yeah,
proud.
Yeah.
I would feel proud.
I love your
on
passion.
The air.
Yeah. Damn right, I'd feel would. Proud. Woo!
I would. And I mean, I've worked in radio stations before. One radio station called Sunset. We all were given the t-shirts.
Uh-huh.
It looked really like amazing. We were all like waiting for the day we were actually given t-shirts.
And a lot of the people probably still have them.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
They do. Yes, they actually do. They take pictures on this.
Hey, we're having a station reunion in 6 months. Yeah, out come the T-shirts. Don't iron them, though, because they'll disintegrate. Yeah, they're so old.
I loved station jackets as well. I used to have this thing about radio station. Every time I go to a radio station, I say, do you have any
my
radio
favorite
station
one?
Jackets?
Station I worked in the early 90s called CKLG in Vancouver, and they gave out new jackets. They rebranded to a talk station, right? Mm. It was called The Talk of Vancouver. And the back of it had that logo with the call letters and the skyline in silver, kind of pencil drawing. Oh man, I love that jacket because it kind of, would you look at me? Look at me working for a talk station with the skyline on the jacket.
So how many t-shirts, radio station t-shirts and merchandise have you had in your time?
Nine. I don't know. That's a totally different subject.
Lots of t-shirts, merchandise.
Yeah, we're on
mugs and pens.
Mugs,
and,
yes.
Look at us here in this place. We've got
we've got a teddy bear.
Teddy bear, yeah.
Lanyards. And other stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, uniforms might be a conversation worth having sometime. I think from a marketing and a management point of view, it's well worth looking at. Jocks might go, oh, I'm not wearing the stupid uniform. Don't be looking. Well, deal, swallow your pride. You got a job and enjoy it. Be proud of it or get the hell out of it. That's the other way I look at it. Enjoy your job.
Say it like it is now.
Well, screw it. You know, if you don't like. Look, here's the thing, right? I've said this to people before. I'm on a rant now. People go, oh, this place is really boring and I hate the format. The PD's an idiot and everything's going wrong. Well, then feckin' leave. Leave? Can't leave. I need to pay the bills. Well, then shut up or do something about it. Make it better. So if you don't want to wear the damn uniform, then find somewhere else to work. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh because you need a job. Well, then put up or shut up and find the best part of your job and enjoy it. And if sticking a T-shirt on is the worst part of your job, then please.
So, what do you think? Should radio stations have uniforms?
Actually, yeah. Let us know. onaircoach@gmail.com.
Hey, guys. Listen to your last podcast and really helped me make a life-changing decision. I struggle with confidence, bit shy, and doing a daily radio show. Listening to your podcast about support and those who really care about you in your life really hit home for me. I'm lucky to have someone who supports me. They understand my job and encouraged me to make that change I needed to make this week. Turned out to be one of the best decisions of my life. Looking forward to the future, and I just want to say thank you so much.
That's nice, isn't it? Nice to get a, I was going to say a letter, but an email.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. Feel free anytime to get in touch with us, anytime about anything, but especially podcast feedback is great.
Mm-hmm. We're on emails, onaircoach@gmail.com.
Well, you used the sexy voice for that one as well.
I did.
Wow, people pay a lot of money for that in voiceovers. And you got it for free. Wow, lucky you.
Voiceovers, I know where this one's coming. Yes.
I didn't mean it like that, but I did want to mention a friend of ours, Bren Russell. Bren works out in RTE in Dublin in Ireland, the national broadcaster in Ireland, as a producer.
Hey, Bren.
Bren does a lot of other stuff. I'm just naming that as one thing he does. I've known Bren since we started working together in 4FM around 2010, I guess. And he's a bit of an audio genius. But Brian got in touch to say, hey, have you guys heard about the Chaotica eyeball? And we're like,
what?
Nope, don't know what that is, mate. And he says, oh, it's amazing. It's this thing you stick in your microphone. And he was really excited about it, which is a lot for Brian, because Brian's a fairly chilled out kind of dude. He says, but Stephen Daly, who's another friend of ours, who works as a weather guy on TV3 in Ireland, soon to become Virgin Media One, I believe.
Heard that, yeah.
Yeah, the rebranding. Anyway, TV weather guy.
That's another story.
Who also does a lot of voiceover, Stephen, happened to be a guy that has the Chaotica eyeball. So we wanted to hear it. So we got in touch with Stephen. I emailed Stephen, actually WhatsApp Stephen. I said, Stephen, would you be able to stick the Chaotica eyeball on your mic, please, and record something for us so we can hear what this thing sounds like? And he did, from his car, in rush hour traffic. And this is what it sounds like.
Hey, Nails. Hey, Tracy. Thanks so much for the chance to come on the podcast today and chat about what's easily the best thing I've ever spent my money on. I know you love when people do this on Radio Links, Nails, so this is especially for you. Yes, indeed. It's 25 past five on this Tuesday afternoon as you make your way home in the sunshine. Just to give it in context, it's 25 past five on a Tuesday. As I mentioned, I'm in my car on the quays in the middle of Dublin city centre. Rush hour traffic with buses, trucks, taxis, pedestrians outside. And there's also a guy doing some roadworks not 6 feet from where I'm recording right now. And to be honest, I don't think you can hear any of it. That's how good this piece of kit is. It's not an ad for the Chaotica eyeball, but I'm just saying, if you're thinking about buying one, if you're a podcast producer, presenter, voiceover artist, it's definitely worth looking it up. I've played this audio to a couple of different sound engineer friends of mine, and they're blown away by the quality. Definitely something worth thinking about if you're heading off on holidays. Stick it in the case with your mic and your laptop, and technically, you're in a studio anywhere you go. That's how good it is. I have to say, I'm blown away by it, and I will definitely be taking it on holidays with me. So call me. I'm around for any of your voiceovers. Just don't tell the wife, eh? Thanks, guys.
What an invention.
Well, it's just, I love the bit where he says there's roadworks going on beside me here and you probably can't hear them. Couldn't hear a thing.
This thing is huge. It's totally going to revolutionise audio.
Yeah,
Recording. For vocalists, for voiceover artists, for radio stations, podcasting.
I don't know whether you've seen this thing. You can describe it. You're better
but
describing.
Do you know what it's going to do? It is going to... Yeah. It's going to... People are not going to be building sound boots, the whisper boots, all that stuff.
Well, here's... I have two questions for you. First of all, can you describe what it looks like?
Okay. So it's basically like a big round circular
like
thing.
Like a football. You pop it over your microphone.
You do. You pop it over your microphone. Now it fits any hole.
Well, there's no need for that.
Any microphone.
Really wasn't expecting that. Put your uniform on.
Between 1.5 inches to 2.7 inches.
Well, it all depends on what you've been eating, I suppose, for dinner. That's with that hole.
Now you start me off now, Nails. You know, no more of that.
No more of that disgusting talk. Right, so it's like a football that you stick over a microphone and it's got a pop shield on
is
the front
that,
of it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got a pop shield on the front. Why didn't I just describe it in the first place? That would have been a lot easier.
It's like those softball footballs, isn't
that
it?
That's like 1 second of deathly silence right there. Yeah, it's a bit like that. It's like an indoor soccer ball.
Indoor soccer
Sorry,
ball.
Sorry, that's my Canadian coming at me. It's like an indoor football.
Ball.
It's like an indoor football. You pop it over your mic and it's got a pop shield on it. Point is, it's small. You could probably take it anywhere with you.
You could. You could travel with it.
But here's my other question. Here's my other question. That sounded great when Stephen recorded that, right? But is it whisper booth quality, do you think? Okay, here's the deal, right? If money was no object, if I was a bazillionaire, right, I'm buying a whisper booth because I want a room that's padded. You know, that I could do my audio and rather than a football to stick in the mic.
Listen, Nails, I was reading up on this and I was looking at other reviews from singers, from producers, audio experts, people working with audio all the time. And they are saying this thing is revolutionary. It's amazing. They are like, they're putting this thing up, star ratings, 5-star for this thing.
Yeah, okay.
If these guys are saying it, these audio experts are saying it, then...
Well, then, I mean, is the whisper booth industry going to suddenly implode because this is on the scene now? Oh, do you know what really scared
really
me, actually?
Interesting.
You know, here's the thing.
What an invention, seriously. I didn't find out who invented it.
It's Mr. Eyeball. Mr. K. Eyeball.
But
you know what? Sorry, guys.
Amazing.
Absolutely disgraceful name, though. Please. I mean, Chaotica Eyeball. It sounds like a disease you get, you know, vision disease, isn't it? Oh, I've got bloody Chaotica Eyeball again.
But look,
it's terrible.
Look,
it looks like an eyeball.
Back in the day.
Oh, I do.
Do you remember when we were first starting off voiceovers and stuff like that? In your home, you get your microphone. You wouldn't have your studio built and you get the duvet and you put the duvet over your head and you record the voiceover. Sound fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, you were sweating afterwards.
I'm not arguing. This is way better.
I'm sure many, many a voiceover artist have done that.
I would say every voiceover artist
Or in a cupboard. Or under their bed. I've heard somebody under their bed doing it.
Back when you start getting interested in radio voiceovers, you get given out to for listening to the radio under the covers. It's only when you're old you get given out to for creating radio under the covers. But yes, you're absolutely right.
But this thing, right, there's a video of some vocalist. He goes out into a field and
Who doesn't?
He
sings.
He sings.
Do you know what?
Field.
There's nothing
and
more
it
I like
amazing.
In the morning than get out into a field and have a good old sing song.
Yeah, and this thing looks really cool. It looks nice and compact. 180 euro it works out.
180 euro.
And it gets delivered 3 to 5 days, I think they say on the website.
Oh, you've done your research on that one. You've no delivery times.
But I didn't find out who invented it.
You know what postal packaging is?
No. 180 euro. Anyway.
I still want a whisper booth. Get us a whisper booth for Christmas, will you? Go on.
Go on. What do you think about it then?
What do I think about it? I would buy one tomorrow.
Would you?
Yeah, of course I would.
You would buy one?
Of course I bloody would. I love all that. Look, here's the thing, right? It's gear. It's new stuff. And who doesn't like new stuff? We're grown-ups. It's like Christmas when you can, you know, Christmas you have to wait for your cool gifts. Now if you have the cash, you can go and buy one.
Are you telling me that this is your Christmas?
How many hints do you need? Crying out loud. I've said Christmas about 4 times.
This is on your list.
Do you know what's going to happen Christmas morning? I'll go, oh, it's the chaotic eyeball. Oh, this is going to be great. I'll open up a box and it'll be aftershave and a pair of socks. I'll go,
no,
oh,
I said, you know what? You're like me. Once you get an idea for something,
I can't wait for Christmas.
You're going to get this next week or the week after.
We'll probably
do a review on the Chaotica eyeball in a few weeks' time.
I'll go into the change jar and have a little look, see how much I've got left.
In the meantime, though, we're going to have to go down to that sound booth down the road.
Oh, well, yes, we do have our 1 million-year-old sound booth, which is literally a 15-minute walk from us over some cliffs in the little island in the Mediterranean which we live in.
The Sanap Cliffs.
And this is what that little beauty sounds like.
Oh!
You can keep your Chaotica eyeball. We've got a 1 million-year-old cliff.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best.
Scruffy, it's all right, mate. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Down, 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 down.
Are you talking to your best friend again?
He's just all nervous.
Nervous again.
You'll have to bung his favourite radio station on.
Oh, no. You know what we did? You see, there's a firework festival going on at the moment. Well, there's a few going on.
This little island, we live in an island called Gozo, which is just north of Malta, and they just have festivals on every bloody day of the week.
A few weeks ago, they had one in Munshar, which is just down the road. And then over the weekend...
Everywhere's down the road here. The island's like 2 miles long.
But over, just in the cliffs near us here.
Just in the cliffs there.
Carchem.
Bless you. Yeah, they had fireworks.
They had
as well.
Fireworks, but where we live is underneath. So when the fireworks go off, it makes a huge banging
noise. Yeah, because it rebounds off mountains
bounces off the other mountains.
Here's the deal, right? There are two dogs in this house in which we live. One of them called Sophie. Sophie couldn't give a rat's ass about anything.
She's just so placid.
Yeah. The other one is called Scrappy. He's the guy that was trying to jump up there. He is a nervous wreck, right? Just, you know the way dogs are, right?
He's a scaredy.
But anyway, this isn't a dog podcast. But the reason we say this is because there was a day last week when we had to go out for the entire day and we knew the bloody fireworks were going to start rattling at about 4 o'clock. They put fireworks up at 4 in the afternoon when no one can see them.
Nails is hungry and you see every two hours, I can notice because he starts
getting
doing
ratty, getting no. Yeah,
like, you need food.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I get
you
ratty.
Need food. Okay,
what are you
we
talking
need
about?
To go shopping now.
Just anything. Yeah. Anyway, what's that?
But what are we going to do with the dogs?
Oh yes,
it's too hot outside to bring the dogs, and the fireworks are going to be going off. So what do we do?
Right. So we left them there thinking we've got to do something, which is where you came across
Wolf Spirit Radio.
Well, Tracy sticks on the Apple box in the telly, right? And thinks herself, right, we'll find something, something that relaxes them. Wolf Spirit Radio.
Wolf
no
Spirit
kidding.
Radio.
My God.
Wolf Spirit Radio. Wow.
It's worth a shot, we thought. It's worth a shot. Yeah. We'll give it a go.
We turned it on straight away. They were looking at it going and starting to drift off to sleep and
radio,
relaxing in a trance.
Not just for humans anymore. Radio. But mind you, the only problem with Wolf Spirit Radio is dogs don't have a lot of money, so they're not really hitting the right advertising market there. But, you know, we went out for the day and came back about 8 or 9 hours later. And the two of them were like practically in the lotus position, you know, doing chants and Zen yoga. It was the weirdest thing ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, we actually walked in the door and they were still in the same position.
Same position. It was like they were held in a trance. It was really, really strange. And, you know, here's two things. First of all,
they were really relaxed. Like they'd been relaxing. There was nothing agitating them at all.
No, first of all, thank God for that, because that was great to come back to a nice relaxed atmosphere in the house. But number two, it shows you the power of sound and what radio can do. And we play Bruno Mars and feckin' Katy Perry and whoever the feck else we're playing on the radio, and we just go, yeah, great song there from this down the other, play some ads, hit the news, get the jingles, bang bang bang. But this is animal instinct we're dealing with here. Pure, raw animal instinct. They don't know what a radio is. They don't know what radio stations are. But this thing had an effect on them.
Yeah, I mean, they got calming music. dog training music and dog trainers talking to the dogs.
Literally doing meditation.
That's it. Guided dog meditation. And I mean,
there's someone listening right now going, what a load of bullshit.
Seriously,
we saw it in action.
We're watching the dogs. We're actually like, we left it on.
No, we're not dog crazy people. They just happen to have two dogs.
And how are they nails the way that they talk to the dogs? Do an example.
There's this woman, for example, and they have the music going. She goes, you're sitting on your couch. You can feel your four paws supporting your body. Your tail wagging as your eyes close and you dream about running through a field. And while she's doing this, the dogs are like,
by the way, Nails Mahoney, he's available for a guided dog meditation audio.
Hilarious though. I put myself asleep doing that. But they're really good. To me, what I took about it was sound.
Positive words can always be heard here on Wolf Spirit Radio.
Today is spa day, so I'd like for you to relax, listen to the music we have playing, and the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a comb and comb it through your fur, trying to get the tangles out very gently. Good dog.
That's animal instinct. They don't know what a radio is, but
they're
it affected them.
Chilled, though.
It affected them.
The name of the website is woofs.com.
Okay.
Now, I found this Woof Spirit Radio on my Apple box. There was also Woof Manchi and the Woof Dreams. There was three radio stations for dogs. Yeah. So I just left the Woof Spirit. But on this woofs.com, it
This is an actual conversation you're hearing on a podcast, by the way. On Wolf's
Radio has gone to the dogs.
Yeah.
Literally. Werewolves, right? Wait, show this one. Werewolves, right. Okay. Paranormal hunts, ghost reads, and haunted tunes for dogs. I swear.
Haunted what?
Haunted tunes.
Why would you want to scare the shit out of your dog, though? Here, Spot, we're heading out. Have a horrible time.
Or how about some Jamaican me wolfman?
Yeah, that's just racist.
Wacky Wolf and DJ Woolly Wolf. They're all radio. Stations that are actually on this Wolf's.
Well, it's the internet. You can get anything on the internet, right?
There's a woman called Naomi Milburn who did a really good article. She writes for the Dog Health website.
What's she say?
She says, dogs who suffer separation anxiety can really benefit from these radio stations.
Yeah, we're witness to that
one. It relaxes them. And also, a tendency to ignore sounds outside, as we demonstrated with our own.
So that's Wolf's Radio for dogs. If you have cats, don't worry about it. They'll just ignore you anyway. Stick a bit of Metallica on and slam the door closed.
Actually, one guy, Mr. Noel Edmonds, who's no stranger to Radio World, he launched the very first radio station for animals.
I didn't know that.
Yes. He has the Positivity Radio World Network.
Yeah. Yeah, he's big into that. Yeah,
he set up the Positivity Pets in 2014 as part of that network. And he did this thing, phone a pet.
Okay.
So Edmonds would call any pet in need of a pep talk. But it's not on the air anymore. Okay. I looked on the website, it's gone.
I'll ask Dusty, friend Dusty, he knows Noel Edmonds. I'll ask Dusty.
Get
the inside pooper scoop. Hey? 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 We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Presenter Training, the On Air Coach podcast. Number 8 with Nails and Tracy. Hello, we're on Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do you reckon, Nails? We set up a radio station for dogs or cats or lizards or
gerbils,
squirrels,
snails,
squirrels.
Squirrels would be a good market. Definitely. I'm in. Hippopotamus.
There's a hippopotamus, a hippopotamus, a hippopotamus in my pool.
The whole zoo. Zoo radio. Oh, it's a whole
zoo. Zoo radio.
The morning zoo.
Zoo radio.
It's the morning zoo with actual animals. Oh, look at that. Hey, that's what digital internet radio was made for.
Wild.
That's what it was made for.
About zoos. Zoo radio.
Yeah, don't get too carried away, love.
This week we were doing a lot of coaching.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were talking earlier on about something that we tried this week, totally by accident. I don't like the word client.
Totally by accident.
Can we use another word rather than client? I don't like using that word. A guy we were coaching, right? A presenter. A TV guy, actually, who's moving into radio now. And he wanted to make his demo.
Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, right, we'll do that.
Really cool guy.
Oh, great guy. So we spent a few weeks with this guy
Do you know what? I absolutely love coaching. I know I'm only doing... Actually, hang on a second. Uh-huh. Da, da, da. It's 10 years since this man, Nails Mahoney, started on-air coach.
I'm bloody exhausted. Haven't slept a
wink. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Where's my present? You know what you could get me?
Oh, I know it.
A Chaotica eyeball.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
Why wait till Christmas?
Why did I ever mention
Why wait till Christmas?
But listen, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean, I only started...
you're only in the door.
August 2017.
Yeah, you're only a kid.
Yeah. But we've done a good lot, and thank you very much for, you know, letting me on board and really enjoying the coaching.
Uh-huh.
Really, and especially this week.
Yeah.
Something happened purely by accident with this guy.
And the reason you're part of On Air Coach is because you're bloody good at what you do. So enough of the trumpet blowing. Yes, this one guy, right? He wanted to get his demo organised, but he'd never done anything like this before, yada, yada, yada. So we were talking to him for a few weeks online, and we came up with something, the three of us, him and Tracy and myself,
kind of
totally by accident. We said, listen, we need to get this demo now made. We've done enough talking, enough training. We need to get the damn thing done. How are we going to do this? And he said, all right, well, I'll do some links and I'll send them over to you.
And I said, no.
Exactly.
No. Hang on a second.
This is why she works for LA Coach, Nacy. She comes up with this stuff.
I said, hang on a second. Wouldn't it be good if you video yourself with us looking at you
live video
doing the demo,
like messenger video?
Then you could do one take, and we could see, you know, how we could improve it, whatever, change it, whatever, and we could walk you through the whole demo. So we could do this demo live. So he had a few ideas for a few links. I told him beforehand, I said, okay, we're going to do this at a certain time. So we picked the time and we were going to do it and the day we were going to do this. And I said, right, pick a few songs that you want as well. So he got the songs, he got the idea for the links, and he went for it.
Yeah. He literally...
It was bloody brilliant.
He's on screen.
It was amazing.
He's on screen in his house, in his room, with his microphone in front of him. We're in our place, looking at him, he's looking at us. And we go, all right, off you go. Link number one. And he rattles in link number one. We're able to go, okay, maybe try this, try that, pull this back, lose this. We're able to direct him, guide him.
Exactly.
On the spot. He'd try a second take and we'd go, okay, one more for good luck. He'd do his third. Great. All right, we got three. And for the what was it, five links we did for the demo?
Yeah. Do you know what? He recorded it, right? And I said to him, listen, just send off the whole, all the files.
Send everything.
Anything you've recorded there. He said, well, I edit. And I said, no, just send it all off, right? You can confirm this, Nails. I was so in my element that night after doing that.
I think it was 1 a.m. when you finished.
I was about 1, but it was probably the fastest demo I ever made in my whole life.
It's really
good. And probably one of the best demos I ever made in my life.
Well,
and it sounded really, really good.
Actually, here's when you know you've done good work, because we got back in touch with this chap the next day. He said, we'll just give you a quick shout. And he goes, yeah. So we're talking to him. We said, you happy with the demo? He goes, oh, he says, blah, blah. He was delighted. But he says, here's the deal. He says, played it to my girlfriend. And she said, wow, that sounds good. Boom, we're in. If the girlfriend likes it,
that's true,
then you've done all right. But there you go. Just by doing stuff, you stumble upon things and things work. So, you know, we don't send
you know
this
what?
Stuff.
He sent off that demo the next
morning.
Yeah,
hopefully he did. Something out of
it. I mean, it was probably the quickest demo he's ever done in his life before.
Yeah.
Well, produced and
well,
everything.
It's the only one he's done, really, because he's new to radio. He's a TV guy, so
that's right.
That too. So, there's a thing we found. If you're looking for a demo, by the way, we do live.
We now do
live demos.
And I mean, it's the online video calls that we do, and we find even better than doing the workshops sometimes and doing the one-on-one, usually in person.
Yeah.
We find ourselves that the online coaching works spectacular.
We are planning a trip to Belfast in September to face-on-face one-on-one stuff, but
yes, get in touch
about Belfast. Like I said, we're not here to sell you shit. That's not what we do. We everything we have on offer is on the website. You go look at it or you don't. It's entirely up to you. We'd love you to take a look, obviously, because we do need to eat and put food in our mouths. We find it's handy sometimes to put food in their mouths. But there's no pressure ever. Onaircoach.net, if you see something you like, or if you think...
So I can make you another chocolate cheesecake.
Exactly. Right. So if you see something you like or somebody you know might like something, just pass it along. Spread the word around. We're doing this because we love doing this. It says it on our website. We actually give a shit. And we do. We do actually properly give a shit. Half the stuff we do... till 2-3 in the morning, just because we do, like you with the demo. But like I said, we're not here to sell you stuff. That's
10 years of doing this.
10 years of doing this. You think I'd have learned by now and got a proper job, but I can't. I can't. Thanks.
Thanks for listening, downloading, subscribing, and please leave a review or send us your feedback on onaircoach.net. Till number 9, take it easy. Now, back to the party. Yes.